This is Robert Merlocci, the Mindshare Learning Port, Canada's leading learning and technology e-magazine. I have the good fortune of having a Mindshare Learning moment here at FlipCon 15 at Michigan State University with Aaron Sams and John Bergman, the innovators behind the Flip Classroom. Gentlemen, I'm humbled to be in your presence and attending the conference. How did this Flip Classroom evolve? It didn't happen overnight.
Well, in some ways it did, actually. We were recording our lessons live using like lecture capture back in 2006 and 2007. And our assistant superintendent, she walked into our room one day and she said, "I love that you're recording your lessons. It really, really helps." And she loved that for our students. And then she made this comment. She said, my daughter's attending the local university and her professor is recording his lectures and she loves it. And then she said this. This is what actually changed everything. She said, "I love it." This is the daughter. "I love it because I don't have to go to class anymore." And that's when Aaron and I looked at each other and we said, what's the value of face-to-face class time if you don't have to go to class? What if, and that's when Aaron said, I think what we ought to do is pre-record those lessons we're already recording so the kids could get us. And I turned to Sarah and Aaron and I said, that's a great idea, let's do it. And for our perspective, that's how, and then we made that commitment the following school year, 2007, six, seven, seven, eight, whatever it was, school year to pre-record our lessons and, if you will, start the Flip Classroom.
Yeah.
Now, Aaron, was it named the Flip Classroom initially? You struggled with the branding?
Yeah, we didn't even really know what to call what we were doing, and we were just leveraging technology to meet the needs of our students. I mean, we were just trying to be good teachers to help our students out, and over the course of time, this term of flip just started to bubble up, and it got kind of attached to us. Like, we didn't set out to, like, let's come up with a term for what we're doing. We just started being associated with this idea of that was now being called the Flip Classroom. We had a network of educators that, you know, we'd been hosting this conference for a few years and weren't calling it the Flip Class Conference, but that's what it morphed into. And we kind of got attached to it, and we've just kind of been the Flip Class guys ever since then. So
now the Flip Classroom concept, I was fascinated to be in the panel discussion yesterday, one of maybe one or two face-to-face, because you had on live stream quite a number, some 200 folks who you were doing a Q&A with. So how did that evolve?
Well, about, I would say, 5 years ago, there was a lot of people wanted to come, but they couldn't afford to come. So we said, well, let's figure out how to stream it. So we streamed it. And so we've been streaming this conference for, I would say, 4 years. I don't know exactly. We just feel like we want to offer this to as many people as possible. And I know that, you know, teachers don't typically often have a lot of money, but, to travel to a conference, but they can sit in front of their computer. So
it's really impressive to see teachers taking their own time during summer vacation to come out and seek out, you know, more professional learning. One of the challenges definitely that I saw was when you're creating, say, a video as part of your flipped classroom model, It's not a simple problem. You have to invest time initially.
Yeah, there is an initial time investment, but you get that back once you've kind of done that. Because you're not going to do that every year. You're going to be able to use some of your video content, you know, a few years over. What's really interesting, though, is when John and I first started doing this, the first conference we held was like in 2008. We did a three-day conference, and most of that time was teaching teachers how to use the technology tools, how to create videos. But The tools have become so intuitive and so easy to use now. I mean, the device we're recording this on right now is the same device that you can shoot video on. I mean, it's so simple that we don't even talk much about the tech tools anymore. We talk more about the pedagogical changes that happen as a result, because the tech has become really simple.
In fact, one thing I would say is that we've got to be careful is that the Flip Classroom is not a technological solution to education. It is a pedagogical movement about rethinking class time. Now, there is a technological component. And so one thing we've been concerned with is that the flipped model has been associated with the tech, you know, with the tech world. And it's not a tech solution. It's about good teaching. And yes, there is some technology, but let's not focus on the technology. Let's focus on what makes good teaching good.
The democratization of technology in education, it makes it more transparent, doesn't it? So to your point, it's not about technology. It's about the whole pedagogy piece. And technology is, I think it's Michael Fullan in the course saying, it's an accelerator, if you will. So now you've got these regional conferences, and globally the movement has yeah. gained momentum globally.
Yeah. Yeah. Our books are in virtually every major language: Thai and
wow.
Thai, Arabic, Mandarin.
Yeah,
so, Spanish. So it doesn't matter. So
that's moved us around the yeah. world. So we're doing regional conferences. We, you know, we speak to technology conferences, education conferences. We work with, you know, ministries of education in other countries who are just like, we've heard about this thing. Come tell us what it's all about, and we want to kind of see where it's at, if we're going to do it. And inevitably, when we go there, we meet people who are like, I've been flipping the last couple of years, and it's changed my life. And we're like, this is amazing. It's just like this. People are just grabbing onto it, or and just running with it. And what's been exciting for me is to see that this concept of flipped learning as the launching point for teachers yeah. to really kind of reinvent themselves as an educator.
That's
I don't know
brilliant.
How many people I've met that have said, you know, I was about ready to quit, or this has reinvigorated my teaching, or you know, I was going to retire this year, but I'm going to do 5 more years because I really want to
right.
put some time and energy into this. And it's awesome to see that. And it's not like they've replicated anything that we've done, but like our story and the stories of our colleagues that are at these conferences have inspired them to start with this idea of leveraging video, get some time back in their classroom, and then
right.
really reinvent the classroom time, because that's where the magic happens.
And it's really a cultural shift, isn't it? It's a mindset that it speaks to.
When we talk about our training in the flipped classroom, and we've kind of got a philosophy, but with 4 T's, as it turns out. So the hurdles to flip your classroom. The first T is you have to flip the thinking of the teacher.
Right.
And if you that's the biggest, most important, absolute number mm-hmm. one priority. Nothing else matters if you don't win this battle. Rethinking the thinking. Then there is training, because you can also flip poorly, and we've seen that happen. And so there's ways that you can flip well and ways that you can flip poorly. Not that there is one way to flip a class, but there are wrong ways to do it.
Right.
And then the next two are training, or time and technology. So there is some time. As you asked the question earlier, it takes a lot of time. Yes, it does. I get it. And then obviously there is a technological component, but notice it's last.
Right.
It's on purpose. Because it's become sort of ubiquitous with the ease of technology that we have with devices today.
And it really speaks to preparing students, you know, for the 21st century learning environment that we live in, and acquiring those essential skills, learning to learn. And it's not about sage on the stage any longer.
Yeah, I mean, we're trying to wean students off of this, I think, you know, go to the teacher for everything and just tell me what to do and how to do it thing. And, but we also have to wean teachers off of that as well, because mm-hmm. that's an empowering position to be in as a teacher. And a lot of teachers, I've heard some people say that they don't feel like they're, you know, I'll put the word teaching in quotes, in their classroom, because they're not the center of attention. But when they stand back and look, they realize they're probably working harder than they were before. But the great thing is that the students are working harder than they were before, which means their minds are active, which means that they're really growing and actually learning.
And I'm actually kind of case in point. For 19 yeah. years, I was yeah. a traditional lecture teacher. I think I was pretty good in that traditional sense. I mean, I won some cool awards before I flipped. But after I flipped, after this whole flip concept grew and evolved, I could never, ever, ever, ever go back. I had to give up control, and I liked being in the front of the room.
Right.
And I had to give that up, and it was the best thing I ever did in my career.
This is fascinating. Thank you so much for your time today. And you've got a couple of books out. The resources are available.
Yeah. So we've our first book, Flip Your Classroom. That's kind of the iconic book that got everything started. And How to Take It Deeper is Flipped Learning. And we're very excited about our new project. We've written a series of 5 books. Not all of them necessarily are published yet. 2 of them are. And on subjects. So flipping the science classroom, flipping the math classroom, flipping the English classroom, flipping the social science classroom, and the one where those are done and in some levels of editing. One we still are writing right now is flipping the elementary or the primary classroom.
Fascinating. Thank you so much for your time again today, gentlemen. Good luck with your keynote. I'll let you get back at that.
Thank you very much.
It's been great. Thanks.
That was Aaron Sams and John Bergman here at FlipCon, innovators behind the Flip Classroom. My name is Robert Martellacci, the Mindshare Learning Report. And until next time, keep the learning curve steep.